All right, men. Well, you are men out there, aren't you? Well, most of you are anyway. Let's talk about false allegations. Don't you know what I mean by that, don't you guys? Someone saying they were attacked or whatever when they weren't. And there's far more occurrences of that than people are aware of because they fudge the numbers. Because that would put Femons in a bad light, and we can't have that, can we? But thankfully, most of the false allegations are found out. Either it's so obvious it didn't happen, or the Femon has a weak moment and actually confesses it was a false allegation. But that doesn't always happen. Usually it's because there's just no proof. It's just implausible. And usually a Femon just acting out her fantasy, and she wants to get some attention. The trouble is, these Femons wanting to get attention can cost an innocent man 10 years. And what happens when they find out the Femon is actually lying? Oh, God forbid they don't lie, do they? They give her a slap on the wrist, whereas the man could spend 10 years in jail. That's fair enough, isn't it? So of course they're going to get more Femons coming with these false allegations until they actually charge the Femons accordingly. And believe me, if they did, the false allegations would stop immediately. Plus, they're spoiling it for the other Femons that actually were attacked. But of course, Femons don't care about other Femons either. There's only one Femon in the world. That's them. But if you could take a look online, I found a few things which shows you that these false allegations are quite widespread, and a lot more than they say they are. But they try to push him under the rug, don't they? And of course the man pays either way, because even if the allegations are found to be false, his life is pretty much ruined anyway. And Femons are built different, and think differently, because there's men in jail right now with false allegations, and the Femon knows it. But does she have any guilt complex about it? None. And if you turn it round and a man has put somebody in jail for, say, 8 years, and he knows that person didn't actually do it, this man would have a thing called guilt. And that guilt may play on him every day until he has to tell the truth. Femons don't have any such a thing. To them, that was that drama. Now we'll move on to another one. And Femons are supposed to be so damn scared of man because we're attacking them all the time everywhere. We're just goddamn animals. Rawr! Whoa, I clubbed that one over the head. Take it home. But it's funny. Femons don't seem to be scared about going out anywhere. They're all over the place outside, aren't they? At least in my area. And in other areas, including London. Smoke and mirrors, gentlemen. But they are actually scared of going out in Switzerland, the Femons. But you won't hear that in the news, because the reason why they're scared to go out in the evening is the government's doing. They brought loads of immigrants into the country. Loads. And these immigrants come from countries that have different laws, especially about Femons. And it's just strange that Sweden hasn't been in the news for a very, very long time, has it? And Sweden has a very high crime rate as well. Didn't used to have, had a low one. Mainly where they moved all the immigrants. This is information I received from people who actually live in Sweden. You won't get that on the news. So over here, at least, they like to get pictures of Femons that have been beaten up by a man, or men. And they love to spin the story that this is an innocent Femon that was just minding her own business. And these crazy, animal-like men came along and beat her up. Which possibly could happen on a rare occasion. But these are every time. They tell you she was just minding her own business. And she's a loving, caring person. But in reality, I would believe, this Femon has done something to somebody. Not a very nice something. Maybe to more than one. Because men don't usually go around beating Femons up. It's too damn easy, right? And it's not a natural reaction from a man. To beat another man up, that's different. But we all still have chivalry in us somewhere. I would think that this Femon thought that she was absolutely entitled up to the hilt, and she could do anything to anybody she wanted, without any repercussions. And what she got was payback. Many, many years ago, that would never have happened. Something else would have been done, but not that. But because Femons are harping on about equality, and they're just as good as men, even better, and stronger, then they're starting to get what a man would get. Of course, I'm not saying it's the right thing to do at all. I personally would never hit a woman with my closed fist, or hit her like I was hitting another man. Well, I better be careful here. I wouldn't hit a femme at all, even if she was hitting me with a 2x4. Yeah, must be safe now. And it's unfortunate a lot of them are young femmes. And of course they love the attention afterwards because they can play the victim. But unfortunately I think the attacks on femmes like that will increase. And not just from men. Some people are getting tired of this entitlement and princess mode that they're walking around in and talking to people rudely. And some people just snap. You see, the thing is, if bad behavior is rewarded, either by praises or a monetary lump sum, which seems to be what's going on at the moment, it's obviously not going to get any better. I'll put a link to that story down below. Oh yes, I almost forgot. There's a new rule out here, at least. Now, you know, women are breastfeeding their children pretty well everywhere now, on the bus, in the theatres. Well, if a man takes a picture of a femme breastfeeding, he can get 2 years. It's incredible, isn't it? And yet they can film themselves breastfeeding and put it on some media site and say, look, it's a miracle. Personally, I think there should be places for femmes to breastfeed, not out in the open. I mean, for Christ's sake, we're not living on the Serengeti, are we? So here's the truth, guys. Love doesn't exist. It never did. Lust and respect does exist. And you will get one of them from the femme. But only one. Can you guess which one it is? Take it easy, guys.